The Guardian.
When they told me I was going to be spending the day in one of London's busiest professional kitchens, I imagined 8 hours of being yelled at by a celebrity chef. But that's not the way they roll at The Guardian. Which is why I'm standing here at 6:30 in the morning on a freezing cold day just north of King's Cross, waiting to be let into an industrial unit. I'm going to be spending the day on a burrito wagon. Daddy Donkey is a food stand selling Mexican street snacks to office workers in the City of London. They represent the first wave of an exciting renaissance in street food in the UK, and they're starting to look hugely successful. So successful, in fact, that rather than cooking everything on the grills in their wagon, they've had to open a separate prep kitchen, and this is where the day begins for the crew. It's a pretty quiet start in the kitchen. It's a big place, about the size of a small church. First guy in is Ovidio, and he's got straight into preparing an enormous quantity of lime juice. The smell in here is actually lovely. It's amazingly calm and quiet.
My name is Ovidio. I was born in Brazil. I live in UK for 7 years. I look for my prosperity in my life, you know, like good life, you make some money, work, learn English.
There's something lovely about the quiet of a kitchen before the storm. The veg prep sink is being filled up with water. The other guys are arriving one by one, making instant coffee from a tin. The knives are coming out. People are pulling machines from the corners and setting up for the day's prep.
My name is Sergio. I'm the manager here. In Colombia, the situation was not really good. I have a little kid and I came to work. I got my degree in media. I studied for a journalist, but now I'm here cooking.
Hi, I'm Brian. I'm studying at the moment for a PhD in sociology. So I work here a few times a week and I'm from London. We start pretty early here to feed all the busy suits on Leather Lane, and I'm a youth worker as well, so I was at work last night after here.
Yeah, my name is Herbert. I'm from Spain. I'm 29 years old. I'm arrived in London 2 years ago, and I'm a photographer.
Sergio's just pushed a button on what looks like a giant stainless steel tank about a meter square, and the lid is lifting under power, and underneath it's a steam kettle with computer control temperature in which about 30, maybe 40 pieces of skirt steak have been cooking for the last 12 hours. It's been running overnight. It's amazing to see the technology that's been used to replicate a cooking method that's thousands of years old, of reducing a piece of tough, quite challenging meat into something that's absolutely delicious by long, slow cooking. The meat looks and smells absolutely awesome. And the liquid is floating in. Well, frankly, I'd drink that in a mug. Now things are starting to look a lot busier. There's lettuce being chopped, garlic being minced, everything's being done from base ingredients. And on every available unused flat surface, there's a very large piece of meat in a gastro pan, sitting and resting. The temptation to lop off a lump for breakfast is absolutely overpowering. The big steam cooker has been boiling away for a while now, re-cooking some of the beef with tomatillos and other seasonings. But what's mainly going on in the kitchen now is that people are packing. There are packing lists, stuff going into vacuum pack envelopes and being packed into big plastic crates. Everything's incredibly organised, and there seems to be a list of exactly what they're going to need today. The stock control is very, very good. I guess this is an intriguing tipping point in any street food business. These guys used to cook in the wagon itself, and then that got too unwieldy as the queue went round the block. And now they're cooking the same stuff every morning, same crew doing the same stuff, and then taking it out to sell themselves. What's really sweet is it's just such a calm and friendly kitchen. Everybody seems to get on really well. a couple of them are married. But there's just this kind of chatting and gentle low-level noise. Just a lovely, chilled vibe to it. God, I miss kitchens. I really do. So we've all just piled into the Land Rover with the food. And the rest of the team have headed off on a motley collection of fixie bikes and track bikes and some pretty expensive bicyclery, actually. The Land Rover's an odd choice, but it's completely jammed with food. But of course, it's the only thing they can actually use to pull the truck itself. No other vehicle will take it. We rattle through North London towards the city. And every time the truck stops for traffic, the rest of the crew steam past us on their bikes, cheerfully banging on the windows and yelling at us. But we just pulled into Leather Lane Market, which is one of London's oldest street markets. And there's pretty much everything going on here. We've got stalls selling vests and t-shirts and a couple of greengrocers, a couple of places selling electrical goods and phone rechargers. And here in the middle of it is the wagon, which is a very, very brightly painted caravan on four wheels. And it looks like the guys on the fixie bikes are here already, and they've unlocked, and it's starting to open up. It's a sort of a lucky coincidence, really, that they're able to do this here. There's a big problem in the UK with local authorities not really understanding where street trading fits in and where street food fits into things. So these guys are lucky because they've been able to open up in what has been a traditional street market where you can actually, just by joining a list and paying your money, actually get a pitch. And this pitch just happens to be on the edge of the city of London, which means they've got a natural client base.
Yeah, when it's not raining and it's clear, we get busier. And usually Thursdays and Fridays is our busiest days. Maybe we're going to have a massive queue today, we're lucky.
How far does the queue go?
The lamppost, back to here, and on a very busy day, it's gone back to the fruit store.
That's huge.
The thing is, I cannot measure the queue because I'm always busy doing the grill, then I don't know, but I think maybe we can have sometimes like 50, 60 people queuing.
What in some tight kitchens, but this is an amazing space. It's a bit like a submarine or a boat, with every single cubic inch used up. There's pre-wrapped bags of tortilla chips packed into some corners. There's paper bags lined up. The guys are filling the hotel pans at the front with the mise en place now. Everything's ready. Everything was prepared earlier. Unbelievably efficient. And there's already three people and me in something the size of a small domestic caravan.
You will see during the service how it gets a little bit mad.
I must admit, I'm starting to get a bit nervous.
You will see. I'm the one who gets nervous here.
So I've snuck off to have a quiet burrito in a corner. While nobody's looking, there's a table around the corner here. That is wonderful. This thing is the size of a baby. It's great. I've got the picky of beef and all the trimmings. I'm trying to see if I can extend my jaw like an anaconda. And stretch it around this thing. Ah, here we go. Oh, Jesus, that's good. That's really very, very good indeed. Absolutely delicious. Fantastic combination of flavours there. That's really very, very good. Okay, I'm going to switch off now because this is going to get just disgusting. I shall speak to you later. I think that's what's referred to as drawing a discreet veil over the proceedings, but that was good. With a bit of luck, I may not ever have to eat again. Incredible food. Okay, and it looks like the rush is starting to pick up. As the line begins to build outside, each one of the crew drops into place. Working from left to right, they're taking orders, heating tortillas, ladling in the combinations of filling, rolling and wrapping. Around every 20 seconds, another happy punter hands over their cash and heads off to eat. For the 2 hours of the rush, there's total focus and an incredible blur of speed. The line doesn't seem to be getting any shorter, so it's time to step outside and talk to the customers.
This is the best food around here.
We try and hold back, but yeah, it's usually once a week, I think.
It's that good.
It's quite sad, actually, isn't it?
It's been like this the last 6 months, queuing, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just the quality and it's a good amount. It's good
and there's
value.
Nothing similar close by.
Are you Londoners?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think street food's changing a lot?
Yes, the quality's getting a lot better, yeah.
It's a lot fresher, yeah.
Not worried about getting food poisoning on the streets anymore.
Was that a serious worry before?
I think slightly, yeah.
And what makes this one different then?
Maybe because everyone else is queuing.
What do you think is happening with street food in London at the moment? Is it? I think it's changed.
Yeah, definitely. I live by Brick Lane and there's a new stall every weekend when you go down there, and really good food as well. It seems to be getting away from those generic noodles and sweet and sour chicken. So some really, really good stuff. There's markets that are evolving more in, you know, like Brick Lane, and then there's another one by me called Broadway Market. And
it's acceptable now as well.
Yeah.
It's fashionable now, whereas before I don't think it was.
Before it was just food poisoning, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You were told not to eat in the streets as well, weren't you?
We were warned off.
Really?
Oh, God. I still feel guilty if I'm eating a packet of crisps in the street sometimes. My mum would always say, don't eat in the street when you're younger. We'd never eat in the street.
Well, it's 2:15 and the queue's finally back down to a manageable size. Just one or two people outside. Everybody's looking very, very tired indeed. Serge has come off the grill and he's between handling the till and rolling tortillas. I don't think I've ever seen a man looking more totally exhausted. Everybody's moving a lot more slowly, washing down surfaces, spraying out the rice cookers. The last few customers are coming in. I think they're the smart ones. They've worked out that there's maybe just enough food left in the bottom of those tins to go around, and they don't have to queue for 20 minutes to get here.
How was that?
Busy. Really busy today, yeah. It was good.
You look exhausted.
Yeah, I am tired. But it's not finished yet. Now we need to clear up. Some of the guys need to do the washing up. I need to do the orders for tomorrow. And it's going to start again.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.